Good morning. How are you today? What is the most important thing you learned yesterday? Most important thing you learned yesterday, if any. Anybody? Yes. Focus is the new IQ. Yes. Anyone else? Anything else? My style of leadership should vary according to the readiness of my follower. Very good. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anything else? Most important thing you learned yesterday? Sam?
More honor. Reorganize or have a structure of my authority.
Okay. Okay, put in some formality, yeah. All right? Very good. Anyone else? Anything else? Franco?
Affirmation box.
The affirmation box, yes. Very good. Very good. Romar?
Vision.
Yeah.
The doing should come first before the how.
Yes, cannot be hostage to how. Very good. Habit. MBWA, very good. Who needs an MBA if you can do MBWA? Management by walking around. Anyone else? Anything else? Yes, Joseph.
The connection activity.
The connection activity. Why don't we do more connection activities? Yeah. Very good. Yes, Arthur.
I need to continue growing as a leader.
I need to continue growing as a leader. Very good. Yes. Anyone else? Anything else? Joseph. Oh, teka muna. Dalawa ang Joseph, ano? Joseph and Tagum. All right. Information is commodity. It will not lead to transformation. Amazing, no? Preach ka ng preach. You're putting information in the heads of people until it travels 12 inches to the heart. And take action, nothing happens. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Anyone else? Anything else? Most important thing you learned yesterday? Richard.
Also, for me, the bottom line is love your family, love your people.
Love your family, love your people.
Then I believe you can do whatever it takes to be a good leader.
Amazing. Yes. George. Yep. Lack of engagement. Guess whose problem it is? The leaders. Oops. Amazing, you know? Lack of engagement because of less than adequate leadership. Anyone else? Anything else? Most important thing you learned yesterday? You see what I'm doing? I'm doing group reflection. I'm doing group digestion of information, okay? Unless you digest information and do something about it, does not lead to transformation. Alzor.
Influence and authority. It's something that we need to think, that we need to really work in our influence because this is the thing that we need to become.
Yep. Authority is automatic. Influence is not. You need to cultivate it. Morning, Ricky. You made it through the traffic. This morning, I was so groggy. From Alabang, I'm supposed to take SLEX and C5. Okay? Sumampa ba naman ako sa Skyway? Out of habit. And I said, Lord, what is the lesson you're teaching me here? Okay? So what I said to myself was, pay attention early. Okay? So, but when you, nandun ka na, you pray. You know, I made it faster. I made it in 1 hour, 10 minutes today. I made it 1 hour, 15 minutes yesterday. McKinley was miraculously easy. So I, baba ako sa Makati, and then I crossed to Makati Avenue, and then went to Ayala, palabas, hindi masyado matraffic. And McKinley, I knew was the problem, but miraculously, it was easy. So I was By the time I hit McKinley, tinignan ko oras, sabi ko, I began singing Christmas carols already. Stop praying and began singing Christmas carols. Anyone else? Most important thing you learned yesterday?
Integrity.
Integrity.
Cultivate integrity.
We have hope. Yes, I am in the company of broken people. Imperfect and broken people. Amazing, no? Sometimes before God qualifies us, He has to break us. Amazing, no? Sometimes I feel only the disqualified are qualified. I mean, I know, it's an amazing thing, okay? Sinners preaching to other sinners. It's amazing. It's amazing. Okay, anything else? Anyone else? Yes, Jason. Teka muna, ba't nandiyan ka ngayon? Ah, ganun ba? Okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Amazing, huh? That liberated me. I learned that concept in the 1980s. Now, it's not about me. Wow. Una-una, sabi ko, thank God, insecure ko nung araw eh. Buti na lang, it's not about me. Because if it were about me, my followers will be in trouble. So it freed me from my own inadequacy. And then, at the same time, sabi ko, wow, hindi pala ako rockstar dito. I am not the rockstar. It's not about me. It's about the organization's goals, honor God, make disciples, and what my people need to help them achieve those goals. Parang amazing. Even as a father, it liberated me because I don't think I'm a good father. I was a product of an OFW father, and I didn't know fathering because I was not fathered by my father. He was not there. I mean, I was fathered long distance. I did not know the close-in conversation of father and son. So, sabi ko, buti lang, it's not about me. It's about what my children need, their goals, and how I can help them achieve those goals. Anything else? Anyone else? Yes, Alan.
The combination of passion, skill, and value produces.
The convergence of passion, skill, and value produces your sweet spot, okay? Value is not only what you get, it's what you give, okay? What I learned is when you give value, you get value, okay? So, all right. Okay, we have a terribly lot of material today, okay? And so I ask two things. Number one, can we have only a one-hour lunch break instead of 1.5 hours? And can we finish at 5 p.m. instead of 4:30? Okay? So in commercial runs, you're getting the exact same material as commercial runs, okay? I do this for CEOs, for senior managers, for managers, but I do it between 9 to 6. And there's only one coffee break in the morning and one in the afternoon. So I'm trying to give you the exact same material without losing anything. But so I need that extension if you don't mind, all right? Okay. You should be on page 38. We are on session 4, Mentor, Coach, Then Empower Your People, okay? How to become a 5-star organizational leader. Number one, make sure 5 structures and processes are in place. Number two, cultivate influence, not authority. Number three, develop a menu of leadership styles. We're now on session 4, Mentor, Coach, Then Empower Your People. I want you to encircle the two words mentor, coach. Mentor, coach. I call this the leadership imperative. Everyone say leadership imperative. If you want to be a leader, you better know how to mentor, coach. Because leader is synonymous to mentor, coach, and you will learn that very quickly this morning, okay? This is the leadership imperative. If you want to lead people, it's another way of saying if you want to influence people, you better know how to mentor and coach people. All right? It is also the leadership trap. Everyone say leadership trap. When you mentor and coach people and they grow, you have no choice but to empower. Okay? You have no choice but to empower. Kanya kung wala kang kabalak-balak mag-empower, huwag ka na lang mag-mentor at mag-coach. Dahil sayang ang panahon. Katulad ni Iron Mike, mentor ng mentor, coach ng coach. Nung nag-grow yung mga bata niya, ayaw naman niyang empower. Eh, ba't mo pa kami mentor at coach? Okay? So, it is You mentor, coach, then empower your people. The sequence is critical. You cannot empower people if they are not ready for empowerment. Okay? And they will only be ready if you mentor or coach them. Unless they are already a readiness level 4 in those tasks that you are assigning to them. But by and large, you cannot empower people until they are ready. And they will be ready when you mentor or coach them. Okay? Give me the slide. Two questions. Do you mentor or coach your people? That's a rhetorical question. We will answer it all day today on how to do it. Next one is anyone mentoring or coaching you? Okay? I want to get rid of the second question first. Is anyone mentoring or coaching you? You don't have to be, you don't have to have a mentor or coach to become a great leader. Okay? But it is so much easier. Okay? It is so much easier. Ask me why. Because a mentor coach represents a shortcut. Everyone say shortcut. Okay. Lahat ng kapalpakan, lahat ng mistakes, lahat ng failures ng mentor coach mo will be your shortcut. It's like someone who went ahead of you in EDSA and he will text you back, pare, matraffic. Doon ka na sa alternate route. That is what a mentor coach can do for you. He or she represents shortcuts. Okay? I was teaching this class to a group of young executives, and after the seminar, somebody wrote me a note. Sabi niya, thank you for 10 years of shortcuts today. All right? A discipler is a mentor coach. Mentor coach discipling, not very different at all. Okay? Not very different at all. Now, when you get a mentor coach, okay, you can more effectively mentor and coach others because of the principle of modeling. What your mentor and coach does to you, you do to others, okay? So how many of you have what you would consider a 5-star mentor coach today? Okay? In the ideal world, okay, in the perfect world, your immediate supervisor is supposed to be your 5-star mentor coach in the perfect world. But as you know, we live in a broken world. There's a book, How to Implement Plan A in a Plan B World. You see, it used to be Plan A until Adam bit into that apple. It became Plan B ever since. But we are still asked to implement Plan A. That is the dilemma, the challenge, the thrill of being a pastor. How to teach people to live Plan A lives in a Plan B world, okay? Typically, your boss, your immediate supervisor, is supposed to be your 5-star mentor coach, but we don't live in a perfect world. And so you need to go and get yourself a 5-star mentor, okay? How many of you know how to get a 5-star mentor or coach? All right? Good. I'll tell you how. It's actually so simple, you might not believe me, okay? Step number one, in what area do I want to be mentored or coached? Okay? So that implies you can have many mentors, depending on how many areas you want to be mentored in. Okay? Do I want to be mentored in how to shepherd people? Do I want to be mentored in how to administer a church? Do I want to be mentored in my marriage? Do I want to be mentored in parenting? Or do I want to be mentored in accounting? In what area do you want to be mentored? Step number one. Number two, who is the best? The LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather in this area. Who is the best in this area? Okay? Step number three, guess what? Ask that person to mentor you. Okay? Surprise, surprise. How complicated is that? And some of you are looking at me, ikaw naman, Alex. E, paano ko namang basta-basta ba hihingan ko ng pabor? Oo. My son asked me to ask his... he was getting an MBA in the US and hindi niya maintindihan yung subject. Okay? Taxation. He looked at the book, the author of the book. He Googled the author. Dear sir, my name is Paulo Castillo. I'm a graduate student of taxation here in New York, Fordham University. Your book is our text. Would you mind very much? There's some things I don't understand. Can I send you my questions by email? Sir, I have 10 questions. And sir, if you don't mind, will you spend 1 hour with me? In a restaurant, I will pay for the lunch. Siyempre, in parenthesis, wag masyadong mahal na restaurant kasi estudyante lang ako. Make a long story short, the guy shows up and pays for the lunch. Okay? And my son was asking me, Dad, what do you think? Ba't ang bait niya sa akin? Am I being reverse discriminated on? I mean, it's a very complicated society. Regular discrimination is, I don't like you because you're not white. That's regular discrimination. Reverse discrimination is, I like you extra because you're not white. In other words, I will patronize you. Kay kaawa-awa ka naman. So, sabi ni Paulo sa akin, am I being reverse discriminated on? Sabi ko, no, I think you hit that guy's affirmation box. Okay? Do you guys know J.K. Rowling? Yes. What book did she write? What? Well, please, pronounce it properly. Harry Potter. Okay? Now, did you know in one sequel, she received 300,000 fan emails in one sequel. Anim ata sequel ng Harry Potter. Okay? Now, let me ask you. How much fan mail does a taxation textbook author get? Probably. Okay? Until my son's email. He looked at his affirmation box that day. He says, I knew it. I am a worthwhile individual. I have a fan. So, in that lunch, my son said, sir, would you mind very much if every now and then, there are things I don't understand about taxation, can I email you? He looks at my son. Sabi ko kay Paolo, ang tingin sa iyo ganito, Paolo, founder, chairman, lone member of my fans club. Of course. Make a long story short, my son gets on internet mentoring relationship with this the best in class in taxation. Who can be better in taxation than the author of the textbook? Okay? And so that's my story. You want to get a 5-star mentor? In what area do you want to be mentored? Who is the best in this area? Try to get something in common with that person. Sir, I went to the same school as you did. Or my daughter goes to the same school as you did. Or my pet and your neighbor's pet are the same. Something. Get a connection. Okay? I'll tell you why. Okay? Senior people, big people, okay? Successful people, they are lonely people. And you know where they get their greatest joy? It's in giving back. Okay? They get tremendous significance in giving back. So it's almost like it's easier than you think. Okay? So, I tell this story in commercial runs of the seminar, and people look at me and say, oh, si Alex naman eh. Siguro sa New York. That's the Big Apple. What about the small Sampaloc called Metro Manila? Ubra ba yung style na ganyan? Well, I was telling that story, and a young man came to me in the coffee break. Kasi sabi ko, I want you to develop a vision for a 5-star mentor. Develop a vision for a 5-star mentor, okay? I want Mr. X to mentor me, whoever that is. Okay? Develop a 5-star vision. A vision for a 5-star mentor. So sabi niya sa akin, I have a vision for a 5-star mentor. And I want you to know his name. So binagit niya yung pangalan sa akin. Sabi niya, are you crazy? Sabi niya, totally. That guy was a CEO of a humongous corporation in the Philippines. Very big company. I know him. He makes about, my estimate is about, I would say 40,000 pesos an hour without benefits and perks. This guy has got cash coming out of his ears, okay? Now, this young man went into, the CEO gave him an appointment. During his 1-hour appointment, essentially, sabi niya, sir, how can I be as successful as you? So, nag-mentoring silang dalawa. In the middle of that conversation, sabi niya, sir, maari po ba every 3 months abalahin ko kayo ng ganito, isang oras lang din. Sabi niya, tell my secretary, she will slot you in. Here is a 27-year-old manager who has as a five-star mentor, a CEO of a big company. Cold turkey. Walked in, got a mentor. Okay, so enough said. You want a five-star mentor? Get yourself a five-star mentor. Okay? Now, you can have as many mentors as there are topics you ought to be mentored in. Okay? But it is vital. And these people are more than willing to mentor other people because their affirmation boxes are even bigger than ours. Okay? And they have tremendous need, and that need they understand is satisfied when they help other people. Okay? All right. Why mentor or coach anyone? Because someone needs or asks to be mentored or coached. You want to help people recognize and address issues that prevent them from seeing their potential or performing excellently. It is a leadership mindset that believes people's latent potential can be unleashed by helping them discover, access, and develop it. This is powerful material. You look at this slide and you conclude there is no difference between mentoring and coaching and parenting. To help children recognize and address issues that prevent them from seeing their potential or performing excellently. It is a parental mindset that believes children's latent potential can be unleashed by helping them discover, access, and develop it. No different from discipleship either. Okay? So, you have more experience than you think in mentoring or coaching people. If you have ever tried to raise a child, no matter how successful or unsuccessful you are as a parent, I don't care. The fact that you have even had that experience is tremendous mentoring and coaching experience. Okay, I want you to remember that. All right, give me a slide. The mentoring or coaching imperative. If you don't take time to mentor or coach your people, your team will not develop the capacity to achieve breakthrough goals. As a leader manager, you will fall into the gap trap. What on earth is the gap trap, okay? On the vertical axis are goals. On the horizontal axis is time. I have a 3-year time frame here. The solid line, click the slide, the solid line denoted by the arrow is your people's competency level, otherwise known as their learning curve, okay? In this example, the leader does not mentor or coach his people. Therefore, the learning curve is flat rather than inclined. Goal number one, year one goal. The goal is higher than the competency level of the people of your team. Okay, we want 50 leaders by the end of the year, but your team is not capable of doing that. Okay, there are only 10 leaders right now. How do they multiply from 10 to 50 in 12 months? Okay. Eh, paano? In this example, hindi ka nag-mentor, hindi ka nag-coach, all right? So, there's a gap. Click that slide. Who fills the gap between the goal and the competency level? Well, who else? Who fills the gap? The leader. Okay? Ikaw ang magaling mag-disciple. Magaling kang mag-develop na leader. So, ikaw lahat. Can you imagine now, pagod ka, correct? If you do not train people, dapat yung energy yun, ilalagay mo sa mentoring or coaching people rather than doing the job yourself, okay? By some miracle, you are able to do it. Your regional pastor says, good work. I know you had it in you. Here's your goal for next year. I want 100 leaders by the end of next year. The goal is even bigger, okay? Who fills the gap? Who else? The leader, okay? Now, at this point, two things are happening. You are beginning to enjoy what I call the Messiah syndrome. Butin lang magaling ako. Kung hindi, hopeless to mga batang ko, mga hopeless. Walang mangyayari sa church namin. Butin lang ang galing-galing ko. Worse, your people are developing a dependency on you. Butin lang magaling si senior pastor. Kung hindi, paano naman tayo? Kahiya-hiya tayo pag nag-conference. Wala tayong ipapakitang mga na-disciple natin. It is a vicious cycle that feeds into itself. You enjoying the ego trip, your people enjoying the dependency on you. Okay? You make it by some miracle, the year three goal is even higher than year two. Who fills the gap again? Maybe the leader or maybe your replacement. Because by now, you have burnt out. You have hit the brick wall. You have fallen into the gap trap. Your marriage is on the rocks. Your children don't recognize you anymore. Mommy, was that Papa who came home? Looks like Papa. Hindi ka na nakaka-uwi. You have fallen into the gap trap. Okay, and I know I'm just being comical about it, but it is real. If you, rather than doing things, you must be coaching people so that they will do those things. And I know that, you know why we don't do it? And I'm speaking to myself. Matagal eh. Bagal kasi ako na nga lang. Ayun. Okay? Imagine if a mother never taught her two-year-old son how to feed himself or herself. This is another ridiculous example. Okay? If you do not suffer the mess, if you don't pay the price, you don't like a messy child because she can't aim, you know, hindi niya mapasok sa bibig niya yung kutsara niya, tumatama sa mukha niya, lagay sa buhok niya yung pagkain. If you don't suffer that mess, if you don't take the patience to do that, okay, you might have the following scenario where a 35-year-old man is being spoon-fed by his mother in the office because he doesn't know how to feed himself. I know that's ridiculous, but you get the point, correct? Okay. There are three reasons why we should mentor and coach people. Number one, massive changes have redefined how people are treated and trained. There is a shift from the vertical to flat organizational models. Multi-location, multicultural, multi-time zone teams. There's a wider span of supervision, puts a limit on direct control. There's an acute need for teamwork and empowerment. Command and control is out, influencing and delegation is in. Number two, education and basic training are inadequate for people development because people learn and grow in ways the classroom system of education and basic training programs does not address. This is how we learn and grow. We learn, click that slide, we learn by doing, okay? In a classroom system, you learn by listening and taking notes, like now, okay? In a mentoring and coaching relationship, I will teach you while you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. Kanya, the learning experience is better. In a classroom system, we learn and grow through in a mentoring system, we learn and grow through encouraging feedback. In a classroom system, there is no feedback. It is teacher to class. Okay, some of you will engage me, and so I can give feedback. But sa dami ninyo, isa lang ako, hindi robust yung two-way communication. One-way lang siya. Okay? So, in a mentoring relationship, it is two-way. Okay? May feedback. We grow incrementally. Substantial change occurs over time. In a classroom system like this one, I am cramming tons of information down your throat, okay? In a mentoring coaching relationship, I will give you one piece of information that you need to free you dahil bumara ka sa trabaho mo. Give an example. You know, the first Excel file I ever did in my entire life was after I retired from being a corporate executive. And the reason why I did that, I was trying to manage my investments, okay? And so I said I'll create an Excel file. You know what? Within 2 seconds, I realized I don't know how to make an Excel file. Akala ko, nung executive ako, sa kakabasa ko ng Excel file, through osmosis, I will learn how to do an Excel file. My generation, we did not grow up with computers. In fact, when I was an executive, when computers came, they had to convince me to have a computer on my desk. I refused to have I was scared to have a computer in my desk. Okay? So, hindi kami computer savvy. So, I had to go to a tutorial to learn Excel. Okay? But then I forgot Excel. Nung gagawin ko, kasi tamad ako, hindi ko kagad in-apply yung natutunan ko. There's an 18-year-old computer science student who was teaching me Excel as a tutorial. Hindi ko kagad ginawa yung Excel file ko. So, nung gagawin ko na yung Excel file ko, nakalimutan ko na yung Excel. Pero hindi lahat. I just forgot, believe it or not, I know you laugh, how to make a formula. So I called up my associate in the office, in the seminar business, okay? Sabi ko, Pam, are you in front of your computer? Yes, sir. I need some help. Marunong ka ba ng Excel? Opo naman, sabi niya. So, yung hiya ako, pero sinabi ko na rin, Pam, marunong din ako niyan eh. Nakalimutan ko lang. How can I help you, sir? paano na nga ba gumawa ng formula? Alright? So sabi niya, well, go to the cell, click it, equal sign, and then she, kung ano gusto mo, addition, subtraction, multiplication. Okay? Sabi ko ngayon, may column ako dito, gusto kong lagyan ng total sa ilalim. So sabi niya, i-highlight mo yan, balik ka doon sa ilalim, click, may sum, there's a sum sign, and so, sigma, okay? So, tinuro niya step by step, okay? Then I got it, you see? See, that is a classic example of mentoring. I did not need to know who invented Excel, the processes of Excel, the future trends of Excel. I did not need to know all of that information. I just need one incremental bit of information. How on earth do you make a formula? When my mentor gave it to me, I was free to continue with my work. Yan ang mentoring. That's the power of mentoring. Okay? Now, incremental change, substantial change is achieved over time. Pag mini-mentor kita, pirapiroso lang bibigay ko sa'yo. Over time, however, you will grow substantially. I'll tell you how I've grown in Excel. I made some investments. And I invested in a condominium. And I have to pay it over 4 years. Then there's a balloon payment after 4 years. So sabi ko, wow, wala na ako sweldo. I'm on my own. I'm living on interest. So I better make sure my cash flow will be there when I need it. Would you believe I made a 5-year financial cash flow model for myself? Wow. If my Excel tutor can see me now, my goodness, I have grown in my Excel knowledge. But it was one incremental piece of knowledge at a time. Okay? All right. Yan ang magic, yan ang power ng mentoring relationship as opposed to a classroom system. Okay? Many people feel na if I can teach more people, I will have more leaders or I'll be more effective. It is true only to a certain extent. But when you talk about leaders, okay, it is one-to-one. There is nothing like one-to-one. You know the classic arithmetic in evangelism, correct? What was it? If you preach to 1,000 people a day and all of them accept Christ, okay, you will be beaten by someone who disciples only one person a year. As long as that person disciples another person a year. And all of the people who are discipled will disciple another person a year. In 27 years, you could do the math. Discipling one person a year who will disciple another person a year, the increase is so exponential, you could reach billions of people in 27 years. Whereas the guy preaching to 1,000 people every day, 365,000 people a year, in 27 years, maraming, konting-konti lang makukuha niya. Relative to the one a year discipler person. Amazing yung arithmetic na yon. But it is mathematically proven. Okay? All right. Ano pa ba? Transformation growth happens through motivation, not information. In a classroom system, I give you information. In a mentoring relationship, I give you transformation because I will tap into your motivation, into your internal motivation. Okay. Number three. Mentoring and coaching develop a competitive advantage that is difficult to match. Now, in church, we're not competing against other churches, but for effectiveness, I want to explain to you. If I'm mentoring Fidel, I download to Fidel insight, information, and knowledge. Prior to my downloading such insight, information, and knowledge, ako lang may-ari. After downloading it to Fidel, dalawa na kaming may-ari, siya tsaka ako. Then I mentor Sam, I download information, insight, and knowledge to Sam. Prior to which, ako lang may-ari. After which, dalawa na kaming may-ari. As long as I continue doing this, and if all of us in the organization keeps downloading information, insight, and knowledge as we mentor our people, what happens is this. If I die, God forbid, if I leave the church, God forbid, the insight, information, and knowledge does not leave with me. It is preserved through continuous transmittal. Are you with me? Okay. Eh kung yung how to disciple people, sinisikreto mo, you don't share it with others. The base of knowledge owners, ang tawag doon, the base of knowledge owners will be very narrow. Mentoring and coaching expands the base of knowledge owners so that the pastor becomes, he works himself out of a job. That is our job, to work ourselves out of a job. So we go to other places who will need our skill set. Okay? Yun ang key. Ganun din po sa magiging magulang, hindi po ba? You download insight, information, and knowledge to your children so that when you die, the information, insight, and knowledge does not die with you. It is preserved in your family to be passed on to the next generation. Okay, that's the power of mentoring and coaching. All right. Mentor coach, the new meaning of leader. Okay? To be an effective leader means to be an effective mentor coach. How much time? All right. To be an effective leader means to be a mentor coach. Sabi ni Jack Welch, the famous former CEO of General Electric, in the future, people who are not mentors or coaches will not be promoted. Leader, mentor, coach are interchangeable words. Okay? Mentor, coach, and leader today are considered the same. Ask me why. First, I will give you a question. Leadership is blank, nothing more, nothing less. Influence, okay? If leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less, the most potent way to influence people is by mentoring and coaching them. Okay? The most potent way to influence people is by mentoring and coaching them. Therefore, it is like saying the most potent way to lead people is to mentor and coach them. Example, hindi po ba? Ang mga anak are, ang mga magulang, parents have an inordinate amount of influence over their children. Why? Because of years of parenting, otherwise known as mentoring, coaching. Maski na hindi ka popular na parent, masyado ka stricto. Maski na hindi ka successful na parent kasi hindi ka, no one taught you how to parent. As long as you try your best to raise your children, there's an inordinate amount of influence. Yun ang principle noon. So, let's bring it to the church. Let's bring it to the workplace. If I am mentoring or coaching you, I'm spending time with you. I'm sharing insight, information, and knowledge with you. If I do that well, you will grow. When you grow, do you think, Richard, for example, you will feel indebted to me? Para kang may utang na loob sa akin? If I mentor and coach you well? And you grow in your work, will you feel indebted to me? Yeah. Magkakautang na loob ka. So, pag may utang na loob ka sa akin, can I have some influence over you? Of course. That's why our disciples, for example, have a lot of influence over us. Because we learn so much from them. They spend so much time with us. We gain so much insight, information, and knowledge from them. So we feel indebted to them. Ganun din. The people you disciple, they feel indebted to you. And you wittingly or unwittingly, will exercise tremendous influence over them. So, mentor, coach, leader is now synonymous. Okay? Today, in the business world, there's a tremendous migration to a mentoring and coaching environment. Okay? Probably that's why my material is coming across so well accepted because of that trend. Okay? Mentoring and coaching are two paradigms in people development, okay? Mentoring is the impartation advice-giving paradigm. Everyone say impartation advice-giving. The manager imparts wisdom to a less experienced individual or team, helping diagnose a problem and suggesting solutions. Coaching is the empowerment paradigm. Everyone say empowerment. Manager challenges and guides a highly motivated, self-led individual or team to solve their own problems. They're non-excluding. Both paradigms are needed for optimum leadership effectiveness. Okay? Give you a slide. Okay? They are advanced approaches in people development. Okay? Look at the arrow in the middle. This is the progression or readiness of an individual. Okay? If the individual has a low base of knowledge or skills, walang confidence, eager but uninformed, the prescription, basic training. Susubuan mo yan. Basic training, basic information, knowledge-giving paradigm. Pag marunong-runong siya ng konti, has some knowledge and skills, lacks confidence but responsive motivation, is the mentoring paradigm, advice-giving, experience-sharing. Pag mas marunong na siya, knowledgeable and skilled, needs third-party perspective, a self-motivated individual, you go to the coaching or self managing paradigm. Okay? Turn the page. So, where mentoring and coaching are similar, okay? Why are they similar? We're now going to go into the distinctions and similarities between mentoring and coaching. Number one, they are relationship-based. Everyone say relationship-based. You cannot mentor or coach anyone if you don't have a minimum level of relationship with this person. Ask me why. When I mentor and coach you, you will have to open up to me so that I can help you, because you have the information I don't. Now, you're not going to open up to me if you don't like me. You won't open up to me if you don't trust me. And like and trust come out of a basic minimum level of relationship. Kanya po, hindi ko kayo tinuturo mag-mentor and coach until after we talked about relationship building in session 2. Okay? So, it does not have to be an intimate relationship. It's just basic information. Na, you know, number one, pangalan. Number two, married, non-married. You know what I mean? The personal fact sheet kind of information. There has to be some relationship because mentoring and coaching involves trust and openness and comfort and safety. Okay. They are nothing more than conversations, but they are focused conversations. They are issue-driven and goal-centered. If I'm asking Doc Allen, Doc, how's the family? Fine. How are the kids? Fine. How's your health? I'm okay. So that is not a mentoring or coaching conversation. It is a relationship-building conversation. Nothing wrong with that, but it is not a mentoring or coaching conversation. It's a relationship-building conversation. Okay. On the other hand, if I'm talking to Joseph, and let's say Joseph's church has stagnated. Example lang, I don't know how your church is doing. Let's say it has stagnated and it has not grown in the last couple of years. And I'm the regional pastor, and I'm supervising Joseph. And I sit down with Joseph and say, Joseph, what do you think is the problem? Okay, that is a mentoring / coaching conversation because it is focused. There is an issue. Church not growing. And there's a goal. How do we make a church grow? All right? Yung chikahan, nothing wrong with it. But that is not mentoring or coaching. It is relationship building. Yung mentoring coaching, alam mo yan, it's an ordinary conversation except may issue. Okay? May issue. And merong goal. Yan. They require accountability from the mentored coach individual. Okay? I've mentored and coached Pastor Joseph. So we analyze the problem. And he says, I think this is the problem. And I said, Pastor Joseph, what do you think you should do to solve, to address that issue? And then he gives me one or two suggestions and we agreed. I said, okay, do that. Okay? So next time, 6 months later, I come back to Pastor Joseph. And let's say the church is still not growing. Okay? So I'm going to ask him, Joseph, did you do what we agreed you will do? See, hinahanapan ko siya ng accountability. Okay? Ganun ang mentor and coaching. Yung kinukumusta ko si Alan, Doc Alan has no accountability. Hindi ko siya hahanapan ng, oh, how come 6 months ago, you're okay, now download, you're not okay. Hey, kasi a relationship building conversation, walang accountability. Okay? But a mentor and coaching relationship, may accountability. Pag nag-agree tayo kung anong gagawin, pagbalik ko sa'yo, hahanapan kita, did you do it? Okay, so, yes, Jason. You're ahead of my class. You're ahead. You're about 15 minutes ahead. We'll get to that very quickly. Good question. They provide support to improve goal achievement and growth, okay? I'm going to encourage Joseph, say, Joseph, you can do it. Again, lang mentoring, coaching. And then, based on a conviction that people's latent potential can be unleashed by helping them discover, access, and develop it. You can see, no different from parenting, no different from discipleship. Okay? No different from discipleship. Kanya, you will be very comfortable with this. I will just give you structure in the method. But you have the spirit. You know what we're talking about here. Okay? Give me a slide. Where they are different. The mentor ultimately dispenses the solution. I want you to underscore the word ultimately. the coach always elicits it from the individual, okay? Balik tayo kay Pastor Joseph, okay? So, Joseph, is it Tagum, okay? Let's say I grew up in Tagum. And let's say I was the one who planted Tagum. Were you the one who planted Tagum? Okay, let's say I was the one who planted Tagum. So, I'm the expert in Tagum, all right? Not only of the territory, because it's my hometown, but how the church was birthed, okay? So, hindi mag-grow-grow, okay? So, I keep going back to Joseph. Ngayon, every quarter na kami nagmi-meeting, okay? So, I asked Pastor Joseph, apparently, our old strategy is not working. What else do you think we should do? So, he gives me another suggestion. And let's say I'm the expert, huh? I'm the expert in this example. And let's say what Joseph gave me, in my opinion, will not work. So I'm saying, Joseph, I don't think that's going to fly because of this reason. And let's say he agrees. I say, Joseph, think about it more. Give me another suggestion. He gives me another suggestion. And let's say, you know, hindi pa rin ako believe sa suggestion ni Joseph because it's not going to work. So I tell him that. One more suggestion. So we keep discussing it. And finally, Joseph gives me, alam ko na, Alex. He said, what about this? And let's say, wala pa rin. Okay? At this point, did you notice? I was trying to elicit it out of him. After a few tries, when the mentor or coach is convinced the individual is unable to solve it on his or her own, I ultimately, as opposed to immediately, ultimately, I dispense the solution. I say, Joseph, how about this? Why don't you try this? And Joseph says, like a good disciple, says, okay, let me try it. And let's say it works. Okay? Ang mentor ultimately dispenses the solution. Okay? You do not immediately dispense it because immediate dispensing of solutions is spoon-feeding. Walang growth doon. Yung pag-mentor, I am allowing Joseph to go through the agony of the second hardest work on earth, which is to think. I'm allowing Joseph to go through that agony in the hope of developing his thinking process. But if I am convinced, hindi pa niya kaya, ultimately I will give the solution. Okay? A coach, however, will never give the answer. A coach will always elicit it from the coachee, and you will find out why later. Okay? If I'm coaching you, I will never give you the answer. Basically, because I know kaya mo yan. Ano ka, tinatamad mag-isip. Okay? Hindi ko ibibigay ang answer sa'yo. Kaya mo yan. Balik, pag-isipan mo ulit, balik ka rito after one day. Ganun ang coach. Because in my view, kaya mo yan. Kilala kita, minentor na kita, hindi ko bibigay yung answer sa'yo. Yan ang coach, okay? Give me a slide. A mentor is a subject matter expert. A coach is a behavioral change expert, okay? You cannot mentor anyone in discipleship if you have not discipled others yourself. You cannot mentor anyone in preaching if you're not good in preaching. You cannot mentor anyone in administration if you're not a good administrator. You cannot mentor anyone in accounting if you are not an accountant. It is subject matter expertise. May implication yan. The implication is this. It is age agnostic. Everyone say age agnostic. Age does not matter. It is subject matter expertise that matters. Example, in the U.S., there are 10-year-old boys who are mentoring 45-year-old marketing executives on how to develop and market computer games. Guess who is the subject matter expert on computer games? It's the 10-year-old. Okay? Are you with me? Little boys mentoring middle-aged men on how to develop and market computer games. So a mentor, since you are a subject matter expert, it does not matter how old or young you are. All right? Generally, however, generally a mentor is older because he has more experience. In this case, the 10-year-old kid has more experience in computer games than the 45-year-old middle-aged midlife crisis person. Okay? So, I'll give you an etymology. Mentor used to be a proper noun. It's the name of a person in Greek, okay? As in Hector, all right? Yeah, and so, In Greek mythology, Odysseus, the king, was going to go battle with the Trojans in the Trojan War. He had a son. His name was Telemachus. You don't have to remember all of these things. Okay? His buddy was Mentor. Hey, Mentor, I'm going to go fight with the Trojans. Eh, pag nakipag-fight ka nung Arab, ang balik mo baka 15, 20 years later. Okay? So sabi niya, pare, yung anak ko si Telemachus, bahala ka na. Tsaka yung palasyo, can you take care of it for me? Okay, Odysseus, ako na bahala. Don't worry. Go fight them Trojans. Okay? So, Mentor, having as an older, more experienced person, mentoring a younger, less experienced person. And, you know, in life, if you're good, your name becomes a verb. Okay, so, i-Google mo nga yan. Oh, yan. Ang Google verb na ngayon. Facebookin mo, pare. Oh, ang Facebook verb na rin ngayon. Okay, so, mentor is now a verb. It used to be the name, a proper name, as in Hector. It's a Greek name. Okay, yan yung etymology niya. Coach, I have no etymology study there. Anyway, subject matter expertise. A coach is a behavioral change expert. So, tanong mo, Alex, do I have to be a psychology major to be a behavioral change expert? No. Once again, if you have tried to raise a child, okay, you have a lot of coaching experience under your belt, a lot of behavioral change experience under your belt. What do I mean? Through trial and error, Papa, I want to put my little finger there in the hole there on the wall. Oh, anak, that's the Meralco outlet. You will get electrocuted. No, I like. So she goes, no, you don't. Kukunin mo sa salita. I'm going now. No, you don't. Kukunin mo sa physical action if necessary. In other words, as a father, as a parent, you have, believe it or not, a lot of trial and error behavioral change experience under your belt. Especially if you've ever parented teenagers, the most absolutely exasperating creatures that were ever created in the surface of the earth, okay? If you've ever parented teenagers, I'm telling you, you have more coaching experience under your belt than you think. How many people have teenage children? Teenage children, okay? Okay, two things I will tell you. Number one, my sympathies, okay? You're in the most challenging season of parenthood. But number two, relax. There is life after teenagers. Exhibit A, your facilitator. I have four children, the youngest, which is 28. I have survived four teenagers. And if you have ever raised a child, or if you've ever been married, okay, trying to persuade your spouse to go this way instead of that way, you have a lot of behavioral change experience under your belt. All right? Okay, you don't have to be an expert technically to coach anyone, okay? But you have to be a technical expert to mentor someone. Okay. All right, click a slide. Mentoring and coaching, I love this. Mentoring is imparting to you what God has given to me. Coaching is drawing out of you what God has put into you. Okay? Excellent distinction. Pag mini-mentor kita, papasok ako sa'yo. Pag kina-coach kita, pa-elicit ako sa'yo. I'm gonna hugotation out of you. Okay? I will elicit things out of you. Kasi alam ko nandyan na yan. Okay? Pag when I'm imparting, when I'm mentoring, I impart. When I coach, I elicit. Okay? And it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. Okay? All right. May oras pa ako. Sige, slide. Three factors. When to mentor, when to coach. Jason, your question. When to mentor, when to coach. Three factors drive the decision. Number one, business context. What are you trying to accomplish? Number two, how ready is the individual to take on a task or goal? How critical is time? When there is a crisis, that is not the time to mentor and coach. That is the time to lead. If there is a fire going on in the building, I'm not going to ask for a brainstorming session on what to do. I'm going to lead you to the nearest fire exit. Okay, so mentoring, excuse me, training, mentoring, and coaching is also, just like leadership style, is also situational. Everyone say situational. So when do you train? When do you mentor? When do you coach? There are two words. It depends. Okay? It depends. Okay? Click that slide. It depends on the readiness of the individual. Does this look familiar to you? Yes, because it is identical to the leadership, readiness-based leadership style grid, okay? The definition of R1 to R4 is the same. R1, low readiness, R4, high readiness. Here's the drill. If the individual is R1, what is the prescription? Train. Pag marunong-runong na ng konti, what is the R2? What is the prescription? Mentor. Pag R3 na, what is the prescription? You combine mentoring coaching. Pag R4 na siya, what's the prescription? That is why I'll never give you the answer. R4 ka na eh. Ano ka? Tinatamad ka? Are you with me? Pag R4 ka, kau naman, Fidel, alam mo yan eh. Think about it again. Come back to me. Okay? My people in Del Monte would come to me asking me for help. So alam ko eh. They are geniuses in delegating upwards work. Gusto niya ako magtrabaho. So sabihin ko, ikaw talaga, napakasalbahin mo. Gusto mo ako mag-isip niyan? Do you know the second most hardest work on earth is to think? And that's why people want to delegate upwards the work of thinking. Ask me what's the most difficult job on earth. Writing what you are thinking. Hindi po ba? Mahirap na ka mag-isip, papasulat mo pa sa akin yan. So when people come to me asking for help, I always say, Alex, what do you think? Tapos titignan ko, tinatamad mag-isip. I don't know, what do you think? Ikaw naman, kakainis ka naman. Kanya kita tinatanong, hindi ko alam eh. Ikaw naman yan. Kaya mo yan. Pag-isipan mo, balik ko rito after 1 hour. Ganun. That's a coach. Because I'm always pushing back. I'm always pushing back. Okay? Now, click. Click the slide. Okay? We have invented the framework of all frameworks. Okay? I have combined the leadership style, readiness-based leadership style, and the training, mentoring, coaching grids. Okay? And they go like this, okay? If the individual is R1, what is the prescription? Train. What is your leadership style? Bagito pa eh. If the individual is R2, what is the prescription? And what's your style? If the individual is R3, what is your prescription? Mentor, coach. And the style? If the individual is R4, what is the prescription? And what is the style? Kung in-empower kita, ba't ko bibigyan ng answer sa'yo? Marunong ka na eh. Okay. I want you girls to distribute the most wonderful souvenir you will ever get in this seminar. Okay? We have put this in a laminated grid that will change your life forever. Okay? Since you are the latest batch, you are the beneficiary of this new innovation. Prior batches have not received this. Okay? Okay, so you, yes, Jason. Mangyayari doon kasi you want everyone to be on the same page. Okay? So sometimes, maski R1 to R4, they're in the same class. Because you want to have a same language, same page. Yun lang yun. After the class, however, tututukan mo yung mga R1. Yung mga R4, hindi mo natututukan. Ganun ang application yan. Alright? It's 10 o'clock. I want us to be disciplined. Take 10 minutes. Go. Thank you very much.